This is for most of you probably the first time when you've been to any such ceremony, opening a temple or any other auspicious ceremony in which there were not Sanskrit mantras chanted by Vedic Brahmanas as the main ceremony. The Hare Krishna mantra is the essence of all mantras. If the Hare Krishna mantra is chanted, Krishna is pleased. And all the Vedic mantras, all the chanting of those mantras is simply to invoke the pleasure of Krishna. So we had the Hare Krishna mantra chanted by devotees who are mostly not from Brahmin families. But in bhakti, there's no consideration of whether it's one is from a Brahmin family or whatever. It doesn't make any difference because Krishna wants to see what is the devotion. Actually, in our Krishna conscious movement, we offer initiation in two stages, Harinam and Brahminical initiation. And sometimes devotees are very eager that now I should be Brahminically initiated. But they don't realize that more important than the thread on the shoulder is the bead bag in the hand. We can chant Gayatri Mantra and other mantras and we may or may not invoke the pleasure of Krishna. But the Hare Krishna mantra is specifically the mantra which pleases Krishna. Sarva mantra, this Hare Krishna mantra consists of the names of Krishna. And especially in Kali Yuga, the chanting of the holy names is the best method to please Krishna. Naam vina kali kale nahi aradharma sarva mantra sar naam e shastra marma. Within the Kali Yuga, there is no other way to satisfy Krishna but chanting his holy name. The name of Krishna is the essence of all Vedic mantra. This is the conclusion of all the shastras. We can practically experience by the chanting of the holy names, the Hare Krishna mantra, how that transports us to the spiritual world. Everyone comes to the temple with everyone has so many anxieties and desires, and the mind is a repository of unwanted thoughts. But by absorption in kirtan, we forget all those things as we become absorbed in the bliss of bhakti by Krishna's grace. So we're not saying that the Vedic mantras are anything wrong, nothing like that. All the Vedic mantras are glorious. But still there is the Hare Krishna mantra is the essence of all the Vedic mantras, which makes it even all the more glorious. Aho bhata svapacho tadgariyan yajjivagre vartate namatubhyam tepas tapas che juhubu sastraraya brahmanuchu namagranantiye te. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Devahuti is recorded as saying to her son, Kapila Dev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, she says, oh, how glorious are those who are chanting your holy names. Even if they happen to be born in the lowest of families, the families of who are accustomed to cooking and eating dogs, someone who is always chanting the holy names, even if they're born in a very low family, it's understood that they must have already performed all auspicious activities. They must have bathed in all the holy places, visited all holy places. Everything they must have done to have come to this position of chanting the holy names of Krishna. And here in South India, there is the Vaikuntha culture based on chanting mantras. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is introducing the Goloka culture of chanting the holy names. So the Vaikuntha culture is one of great respect of the Supreme Lord. But the Sankirtan culture is one of spontaneous love for Krishna. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he traveled all over South India and visited all the important temples. So quite likely he visited here also. And wherever he went, he introduced this Kirtan culture. This center is called a Namhata. That literally means a marketplace of the holy name. Just like you go to the bazaar and you buy various things. One banana, 3 rupees. No one could imagine previously one banana would be 3 rupees. Before it used to be 12 bananas, 50 paisa. Now it's one banana, 3 rupees. Small banana, 3 rupees. Anyway, so like this holy name, what's the price for the holy name? 30 rupees, 100 rupees, 1,000 rupees, no rupees. The price is faith. If one has faith in the holy names, one can take part in the kirtan and take the benefit from that. Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahmane Vaishnave Swalpa Punyavatam Rajan Vishvasu Naiva Jayate. Persons who have very little piety, they don't have faith in the holy name of Krishna. They say, well, it's just another sound. They'll say, it's just another sound. They say, well, if you want, you can chant Hare Krishna. You can chant any sound, and it's any sound, it's all the same. They don't have faith in the prasad of the deity. They think, it's just food. What's the difference? It's just food. They don't have faith in the devotees. They think just another bunch of cheaters. Yeah. Well, it's true in the modern age, many people who pose as sadhus are cheaters. And it may be that some people who pose as devotees are also cheaters. But instead of doubting everyone and everything, if one can have faith that there are some sincere and pure devotees, then one can take shelter of them. So persons who are fortunate, they have faith in the holy names of Krishna. And this center is established particularly to offer. Here you can take the holy name of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Priti vite ache jatanagaradi gram saratra prachar haibe varnam. My name will be preached in every town and village of the world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally came to South India. And he sent his direct disciples to preach in, especially in Vrindavan, he sent them for preaching in Bengal. And later, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Srila Prabhupada to spread this Krishna conscious movement all over the world. And the same endeavor is going on. It's being spread more and more and more, the preaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here to South India, but to a large extent, his Prema Sankirtan has been forgotten here. So this center is established for the benefit of the people of Namakkal. This is a very blessed place because the Supreme Lord Nrsimhadev has personally appeared here, as also his consort, Tayar, Lakshmi, and of course Hanuman. But it's maybe a distinctive feature of Kali Yuga that piety and impiety are often mixed up. So apart from, Nrsimhadev is here, and there's also a lot of poultry, eggs business, which despite propaganda to the contrary, is sinful. People think that India is very advanced, especially Tamil Nadu, because they have free eggs for school children. So giving this mundane education is sending them to hell, and just to make sure they're giving them free eggs also. So a side effect of the preaching of Krishna consciousness in Namakkal will be if all the poultry business is closed down. And you might not like to hear this. Actually, we should know what is actually beneficial for us. There are various demons who tell us, eat meat, drink wine, lots of eggs, illicit sex. If you don't like your husband, divorce him, and all various kinds of bogus propaganda. So it might seem that life is better by being a demon. But those who are living in the shelter of Nrsimhadev, they should remember who is Nrsimhadev and who is Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu was the archetypal demon, you can say the Adi Rakshasa. And it seemed to him that life is wonderful. It's so wonderful being a demon. There's no God. God, who? Nonsense. There's God. Even if there was a God, he's afraid of me, so he must have run away. So he went on for some time, and of course I hope at least in Namakkal you all know how Hiranyakashipu didn't live happily ever after. So it is hypocritical to, we actually want to worship Nrsimhadev, then we have to follow the Vaishnava principle. But people are very confused in the modern age. Just plain, obvious facts of spiritual life, they can't understand it at all. You'll see, just like this tendency, the tendency to be a Vaishnava is mixed up with so many bogus ideas. Just like when we arrived in Namakkal, I saw on a car it was written Om Sai Ram. Now there's nothing unusual about that, it's a common thing we see written in many places. Well, the idea of Ram Bhakti is there, which is good, but somehow or other they're misidentifying Ram with some totally bogus person called Sai. So the divine tendency to worship Ram is mixed up with the demoniac tendency to mistake someone who's not at all Bhagavan as Bhagavan. Well, I didn't say in that sentence that he's an Asura, but anyway, you got it right. So, people are very confused. Shri Bhakti Marga Meha Kantaka Koti Ruddha. In Kali Yuga, the path of bhakti is strewn with millions of thorns. But this chanting of Hare Krishna cleanses the consciousness. The first effect of chanting is Cheto Darpana Marjana. It cleanses the consciousness. So we can understand everything very clearly. We should understand who is Bhagavan. Krishna is Bhagavan.
Krishna is Bhagavan.
There are so many Rakshasas of the modern age claiming to be Bhagavan or diverting attention from Bhagavan to themselves. So find all these modern so-called gurus, they all make posters with pictures of themselves. They're just promoting themselves. But our Srila Prabhupada traveled all over the world and he promoted Krishna because he's a pure devotee of Krishna. He's not interested in self-glorification. He wants to glorify Krishna. So please come here and chant Hare Krishna. And in your home also chant Hare Krishna. And understand, Krishna is true Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the Supreme Personality. Don't be cheated. There's so much cheating going on in the name of religion. Just try to understand this simple fact, which is the clear conclusion of all the Shastras. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have to live our lives in a very pure way according to the Vaishnava principles so that we can understand Krishna and perfect our lives by service to Him. Otherwise, our life is spoiled. It doesn't matter if you're a Kraupati or... It doesn't matter anything. You can be Miss World, film star, cricket star, Kraupati. It's all useless without bhakti to Krishna. And if one has pure devotion to Krishna, then even if in the estimation of society, one is just a completely insignificant person, it doesn't matter at all. Try to understand this, not simply sentimentally. The contributions of this Krishna conscious movement given to us by Srila Prabhupada are, of course, the holy name of Krishna and a clear understanding of spiritual science. Who is supreme? Who are we? We are not supreme. What is our relation with the supreme who is Krishna? Our relation is that we are eternal servants of Krishna. We can serve Krishna in various ways, of which the principal manner is to chant the names of Krishna. So please come to this bazaar. Holy name is being distributed. Come with faith. And even if you don't have faith, it's such a nice... The shopkeeper is so nice, he'll give you faith. Can you imagine going to the bazaar and then you don't have any money and the shopkeeper gives you money? That's not very good business, is it? The shopkeeper wants to sell his items. He's so anxious to sell it that if people doesn't have money, he gives them money. Well, that's not good business, because the idea is that you take the money from other people and you increase your stock of money. In Krishna consciousness, simply giving, please come, take Krishna consciousness. The more we try to spread Krishna consciousness, the more we ourselves become blessed by Krishna. So I was saying that Prabhupada gave the holy name, he gave a clear understanding of Krishna consciousness, and he gave so many wonderful gifts of Krishna consciousness. And one more, of course, is Krishna Prasad. delicious food offered to Krishna and then distributed as his mercy. We live in the age of fast food. People like to buy crisps and chocolates and all kinds of useless things like this. But devotees, they only take Krishna prasad. So that's a great part of Vaishnava culture. Cooking nice preparations, offering to Krishna, and honoring that prasad. So everyone can take part in this Krishna conscious movement. You see, the children are taking part, the old people are taking part, the educated people are taking part, the uneducated people are taking part. Everyone can, should, and must take part in this Krishna conscious movement for their highest spiritual benefit.